Hi everyone, welcome back. That last module was kind of a long one, wasn't it? Try to keep this one a little bit shorter. In this module, we want to spend some time talking about the other way of calculating cash flows from operating activities, the indirect method. And let's jump right into it. Go ahead to the next slide. And remember that the indirect method does not list out each specific individual cash flow, like the direct method did. Rather, the indirect method begins with net income and then makes a series of adjustments to convert the net income from accrual to a cash basis. Now, the first adjustment you're always going to deal with, the first thing we're always going to see for the indirect method, take net income and add back depreciation expense. That's always the first adjustment. And of course, the question is why? Why in the world didn't we say depreciation was non-cash? So why are we adding it in this calculation for the indirect method? Well, go to the next slide and let's answer that. The reason is depreciation is non-cash. It has no effect whatsoever on cash. However, it's an expense. So it does, in fact, reduce net income. So it reduced net income as the expense, but had no effect on cash. Thus, to convert from the accrual to cash basis, we must eliminate its effect. It was initially subtracted to calculate net income. To eliminate the effect of the depreciation, we add it back. This allows us to convert the net income from an accrual number to net income on a cash basis. That's a very important idea. The reason we add back the depreciation is this helps us convert the accrual net income to a pure cash basis net income. For the other two non-cash items, losses and gains, well, losses follow the exact same logic as what we just saw for depreciation. They're both non-cash expenses. They both get added to the adjustment to net income to convert from accrual to cash. Gains, however, are non-cash revenues. They were initially added to get to net income. They increase net income. To eliminate the effects of gains, you thus must subtract the gain, add the losses and depreciation. Okay, go to the next slide with me, and let's just take a look at what the indirect method looks like. You start with net income. You'll then make a series of adjustments to convert that from the accrual number that it is into a cash basis net income. The adjustments, you add back depreciation expense, you add in any losses, and subtract any gains. We just spent some time talking about this. But then we make another set of adjustments. These ones relate to current assets and current liabilities. For current assets, you add in any decrease in current asset. If the current asset went down, say from a beginning balance of 5 to an ending balance of 1, that's a $4 decrease, and that $4 would get added into this calculation. Notice there are a couple of exceptions. We say except for cash and investments. Current liabilities, the rules simply flip. We add in the increases in current liabilities, and we subtract the decreases in current liabilities. Note again, there is one exception, that's notes payable. Once you do that, you take net income plus depreciation expense plus any losses minus any gains plus the decrease in current assets minus the increase in current assets plus the increase in current liabilities minus the decrease in current liabilities. That allows us to calculate net cash provided by operations. Now let's talk for a moment about those three exceptions that we have up there in that schedule. Remember, for the current asset adjustment, except for cash and investments, the current liability adjustment, except for notes payable. Cash is an exception because it's the entire state. It's the statement of cash flows. So the whole statement shows the changes in cash. it would be inappropriate to include cash in any one individual category. Investments, which include buying stock in another company as well as making loans to individuals. Investments, well, they're an investing activity, right? Investments, investing. So we treat investments as an investing activity, not an operating activity. Finally, our notes payable represent money that we've borrowed from creditors. Hence, notes payable are treated as a financing activity, not an operating activity. It represents money we've either gotten from or paid to a creditor. Okay, on this slide we can see an example as to what the indirect method looks like. Let's go through these numbers and make sure we're comfortable with where they're coming from. We start with net income. That's given as $80,000. First thing we do is add back the depreciation expense right off the income statement, $40,000. We also see from that income statement we had a loss on sale of investments. We add in that loss of $3,000. And there are no gains, so we don't need to worry about that. But we now need to move to our current assets. And remember that the two exceptions, cash and investments, they're not going to be part of this schedule. So those first two current assets we can ignore. But we do have three other ones: accounts receivable, inventory, and prepaid insurance. We know the prepaid is current because it expires next year, within the next 1 year. So let's look at accounts receivable. Accounts receivable decreased during the year. It went from a $75,000 balance to a $73,000 balance. $2,000 decrease. That $2,000 decrease is added in this schedule. The inventory and the prepaid insurance both increased. Inventory increased by $5,000. Prepaid insurance by $25,000. Increases in current assets are subtracted using the indirect method for operating cash flows. So we'll subtract those increases in our calculations. No more current assets, right? The next one listed is PP&E. So we'll go down to our liabilities, and the first current liability, accounts payable. It decreased from $35,000 to $28,000 balance. A $7,000 decrease, well, that decrease in a current liability is subtracted. Same story for the salaries payable as well as the income tax payable. They both decreased, hence that decrease is subtracted in our calculations. However, the interest payable went up. It went from $3,000 to $5,000. $2,000 increase, an increase in a current liability, that is added. We add and subtract, we make those adjustments to the net income, we convert it from accrual to cash, we get our cash provided from operating activities, $84,000. And it's worth noting, using the indirect method as well as the direct method should always result in the same total net cash provided from operations. And if you go back to the previous module with this example, you'll see that it in fact does. Okay, let's go to the next slide and let's finish it out. Requirement 3 says to prepare the entire cash flow statement. Well, we've done the hard part. We've already done the operating activities. Let's focus on investing activities. Now, investing activities, you can see, I've done it for us already, it's on the slide. But remember that investing activities relate to long-term assets and investments. And you just look at our balance sheet. Long-term assets include things like PP&E, property, plant, and equipment. And we see that the PP&E increased from $450,000 to a $600,000 balance. Why? Why would it go up? Why would we have more? Because we went out and purchased PP&E. Purchasing property, plant, and equipment is a cash outflow. We have $150,000 outflow related to buying property, plant, and equipment. Question for you. It says here that we received cash from selling investments of $7,000. well, how did we calculate that? Where did I get that $7,000 of cash from selling the investment? I mean, look at the investments account. The investments account decreased by $10,000. Right, we know that. We know that the investment accounts went down. But what else do we know? We know from the income statement that we sold these investments at a loss. We recorded a $3,000 loss on the sale of the investment. Hence, we received less cash than the cost of the investment. We sold investments that cost us $10,000. We can tell that from the decrease in the account. But because we sold them at a loss, the cash we must have received only $3,000. I should say only $7,000. I believe the loss was $3,000. So the cash that we received, only $7,000. That's kind of an important point. You wanna be comfortable with how we calculated that. We're able to then calculate net cash, in this case used, because it's negative, net cash used by investing activities, $143,000. Okay, those are our investing activities. Go to the next slide, and let's do the financing activities. Remember, financing activities relate to long-term liabilities and stockholders' equity items. So look at our balance sheet. One long-term liability that we've got is the note payable. And the note payable went up from $130,000 to $160,000 balance. The reason it would go up, we had more borrowings. We got more cash. We have a $30,000 inflow from borrowing money on a note. Another example would be the stock that we sold. Common stock also increased from $300,000 to $376,000. We got cash from selling stock. Cash received $76,000. Finally, notice that I put here cash paid for dividends. A $35,000 outflow. How did I calculate that? How did I come up with that cash paid for dividends? We're going to fall back on an old friend. Go to the next slide, and there's retained earnings. Remember what affects retained earnings. Enter in your beginning balance. Enter in your ending balance, given in the balance sheet. Retained earnings goes up by the amount of net income, right from the income statement. Retained earnings goes down by the amount of dividends paid. Remember, beginning retained earnings plus net income minus dividends equals ending retained earnings. And I think when we covered it way, way back in the beginning parts of the course, I said, hey, that's the one everybody forgets, but that's the one we see over and over and over. And here it is again. We can do the algebra, solve for the dividends that we paid, $35,000. That's how I got the $35,000 for cash spent on dividends. Go to the last slide with me, and there's what the final product, if so to speak, looks like. You can see we've got the operating activities. I've done it just by the direct method. The investing, the financing. When we add the three subtotals together, our net change in cash, $12,000. And what should make us feel really good about that $12,000? Why should we feel real happy about that? Well, look at your cash account on the balance sheet. The beginning balance was $30,000. The ending balance, $42,000. For a change of how much? $12,000 described here on this last slide as to where that $12,000 came from. That should happen every time.